In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let us pause and quieten our voices and in prayer begin our service this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, as you see all that are gathered here this morning, you know each one of us. You know our thoughts. You know our trials. You know our joys and all that pertain to our life. But we have come here, dear Father, as children, to be fed, with thy heavenly manna. So we ask that you would bless our gathering for your honor and glory and for our life of faith. We thank you, dear Father, that you have given all that we have as we have traveled here upon this earth. We thank you for your kingdom, where you have taught us of that way that leads to heaven. We thank you for our escorts on this journey of faith, who can uplift us in our moments of trial. There's so many reasons to thank thee, dear Heavenly Father. And we're so slow to remember all your blessings. But we humbly thank you this morning for all that you have done and given unto us. We pray in behalf of those people that are wandering upon this earth in the dark ways of unbelief. We ask that you would allow the light of your kingdom to continue to shine, so that sinful men could see there is a place of hope and forgiveness. We pray in behalf of those that are struggling with trials of this temporal life. Comfort them with your holy word, so that they could remain as your children, walking upon this way that leads to heaven. And we yet turn to thee, dear Father, with that prayer that your Son has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This morning we will read from the Old Testament writings, this time reading from the first book of Kings, the 17th chapter. We will read the first verse and verses 8 through 16 with that hope and prayer that our dear Heavenly Father will instruct, guide, and uplift us on this journey of faith. And the words are, in Jesus' name, as follow. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Amen. This portion of God's word is, I'm assuming, is somewhat familiar to many of us. It is noted on the calendar for our possible consideration this morning. And the theme that is associated with this text is God's care. God has made many promises to us. Many of us, we all have experienced the promises of God. You young children, when you were brought into this world, you were brought into this world with no abilities to care for your life. You would have starved if others did not care for you. You were totally dependent on your mother and your father. We, as the children of God, are still in that same position here on the earth. were little children before God. If it wasn't for the care of God, we would all starve and die. Maybe we wouldn't die that natural death immediately, but we would die in faith. Elisha was a prophet of the Old Testament. Jesus speaks about Elisha in the New Testament. There was, in the time of Jesus, there were those that thought Jesus was Elisha. The Bible speaks about the end of Elijah's life, that he was taken up from this earth in a whirlwind into heaven. A fiery chariot came down from the sky. And the Bible very clearly writes what happened there. Elijah and Elisha were walking together. Elisha was preparing Elisha for the work that would continue here upon the earth. And as they were walking there, Elisha saw from heaven a chariot coming down out of the sky. And in this chariot stepped Elisha. I'm sure it was a very memorable thing, for he records in God's Word that event. Elisha went to heaven alive. He didn't die that natural death what we all must one day face. The Bible says that it prophesies that Elijah will come again before the day of the Lord. And in Jesus' time, Jesus says that John the Baptist was that prophet that came in the name of Elijah. Elisha was like you and I in many ways. He had been given some work to do as he walked upon this earth. He was given that work to speak of the way to heaven, to rebuke man of sin when sin had fallen upon man, to preach the good news of the gospel message of the kingdom of God. He was not well-liked in his time, at least. He was not well-liked by the king or the esteemed people of his day. He fled for his life. But he had some difficult news to bring to the king of Israel. The king of Israel had been living in outward sin. We can read in the previous chapter, from the 16th chapter of the first book of Kings, how King Ahab lived and viewed his life as before this world and before God. From the 31st verse of the 16th chapter, it says in this way about the king. And it says, "And it came to pass, as if he had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam and the son of Nebat." So he considered that it was just a light matter, these matters of sin. That it wasn't a big deal. That he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. So he began to follow after the pagan ways of life. He began to live in sins as though it was a light thing before God. He was the king of Israel, the king of God's chosen people. And so Elisha was sent there to the king to rebuke him of his sin. And so it begins our text, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand there shall not be dew nor rain these 3 years, but according to my word. So he went to speak to Ahab, and he told him that, now it's not gonna rain for 3 years because of the evil that you're living in and allowing to be done here in the land of Israel. And so then after this, the king became very upset. And so then Ahab fled. And God told him to get thee hence eastward and to go into the wilderness, that he will take care of him there. So he left, and he went into the wilderness. Now, you dear brothers and sisters and boys and girls, I'm assuming many of you have been maybe on a wilderness outing, and you, I'm assuming, have made preparations for that type of activity. You have planned. You've made arrangements. You've gathered clothing and you've gathered food. You've taken enough provisions to last for the amount of time that you would be there. Ahab was given this instruction to flee to the wilderness. But he was told, to hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, as I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. I'm not sure how you are, but when I think of this that Elijah was told to do, I think that certainly he must have had more faith than I. He was obedient to the word of the kingdom of God. He left and he went. He sat there by the brook, and sure enough, God's word was true. The ravens came every morning and every evening. He drank of the brook, but then the brook dried up. So then the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee there. Now he was commanded that to go to another place, and then a widow would care for him. I wonder what his thoughts were then. But if somebody's going to care and give you what you need, it typically wouldn't be a widow woman. Who in those days, they didn't have the arrangements that we have in our time where there's social nets and so on that help our widows in this life. But then again, he was obedient. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he had came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called unto her and he said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. There was no rain for, the Bible says, 3.5 years, and I don't know at what point this portion of scriptures took place during that 3.5 years. But it must not have rained for many days because the brook that he was by had dried up. And so he must have been thirsty. He saw this widow woman come. And he asked her to bring a little water in a vessel that he may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and he said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. So apparently he had become hungry as he made that journey from the place that he was. And she said, this woman said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I am gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. I don't think any of us have been in this position in this life where we're down to our last food. I'm sure we've all experienced hunger. I one time was on a camping outing and I was on the West Coast and I was a young guy. I was single and it was a father's son's weekend and we went and I had assumed that there was the same type of thing that we have as father's son's camp here, that we would go there and their food would be there and we would pay some money and that's how the camp would go. So I didn't make any preparations before going and I didn't go with any food. And that was a mistake. And I got there and I realized, wow, it's a little different. I'm a little bit unprepared. And so I was, I suppose because of vanity or whatever, I didn't feel like I could ask somebody for some food. Maybe I carried too much pride. I don't know what it was, but I was there and I went a day and I hadn't eaten. And the next day I went and I was hungry. And everybody was eating and somebody was going to town and I hopped a ride. I had one thing on my mind and it was food. Now this widow woman was there gathering for her last meal. And she said so to Elijah that, you know, I'm gathering the last, some sticks that I may make a fire and cook my last meal. And then we will probably die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. So now this widow, I'm sure she figured that it wouldn't be long and she would die. When there's no rain, it's hard to grow food. When there's no water, you can't water your plants. And so naturally she would have thought, you know, that I'm now to my last amount of food and I will die. But then she heard the word of God. Elijah didn't speak in his own tongue and his own words, but he spoke in the name of the Lord God. He said, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elisha. Dear brothers and sisters, how did she know that this saying was true? A mere words from a prophet in the name of the Lord. No physical evidence we could say that this would certainly happen. But she had faith. She went and did according to the saying of Elisha, and she and he and her house did eat many, many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elisha. Dear brothers and sisters, how has it been in your life? I know in my temporal life there's been times that I've thought that, you know, things just aren't going the right way. I would like it to go in a way that's much easier. I've sometimes wondered, does God still look at me as his child? Does he still bless me as his word promises? Why does it seem that I'm lacking in this or that? Have you also found in your life that you've had those types of things? This widow, if we were to continue reading there, her son then became ill, and he died. And she began to doubt. Maybe we should read here what her thoughts were. "And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him." Or in other words, he died. And so she said to Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" So she then questioned that. Maybe she had those similar thoughts that I have been forsaken. Now, what is the purpose of all this? Why did now my son die? Was there some sin that had been secretly hidden in my life that now this evil has come upon me? Elijah said unto her, "Give me thy son." And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into the loft where he abode and laid him upon his bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord thy God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched forth himself upon the child 3 times, and the child cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Dear brothers and sisters, when you come to those crossroads in your life, you're in great doubt. Why now for this? Or what has happened now that this has come now into my life? We can turn to God, even as Elijah turned to God in his day. The Bible says that the Lord God heard Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said unto Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Dear brothers and sisters, the Word of God is a true Word. God has promised to help us on this way of faith. He hasn't promised that our life would be super easy in any ways. But His Word has promised that first ye seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all else will be added unto thee. Has God been with you, dear brothers and sisters? I'm sure you've been with me and you've said many prayers. God has heard all your prayers. Some He has granted right away. Some He has granted later. Some He may grant in the future according to His will. God doesn't look at time in the same way that we do. God does His things for eternity. He wants you to live in eternity. Certainly trials are not easy, but they do keep this in the forefront of our minds, that here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. In that city there will be no trials, no trials, and no temptation or sin. There will only be peace and joy and happiness and righteousness there. Those types of things we have, at least for myself, I have a hard time comprehending a life without any sin or difficulty. Then how will it be to always be so happy and joyful and thankful? I can't comprehend, but one day I hope to experience such a thing. And I'm sure it is with you as it is with me, that one day you also long for the day where you will only experience good things. And the only way that we will experience that is to remain as faithful children, all the way to the end. Even as this widow in her life, she had to believe the Word of God. God blessed that obedience to His Word. God gave those things that she needed. And the Bible says that that barrel of food, it never failed them, but it fed them every day. And so it is for us in the kingdom of God. If you continue in this kingdom, this good news of Jesus Christ will never fail you. It will always give you strength to believe, to make those new promises, to endeavor in obedience to God's word. This good news of Jesus Christ washes all sin away this morning. You, dear brothers and sisters, no matter what your situation in life, maybe you have come here with that realization that God has been so good to me. Or maybe you've come here wondering, but does God still love a sinner as I? No matter your thoughts in this temporal life, God knows you and He knows your name. And He wants you to make it to heaven. And so He wants to give you this food from heaven that will give you strength to remain in the kingdom of God and remain as His child. Even as we mentioned in the beginning, that those little children that God has blessed into your home, they can't make it on their own. But they need to be fed and cared for and clothed. And so it is in this kingdom. God wishes to feed you this morning. You can't get this food anywhere else in this world but in the kingdom of God. And so God has sent His Son here to feed you this morning as His word has promised. You can believe. All sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Continue in this kingdom of God. The prophet Elijah was not perfect either. He needed to believe. He became tired in faith. He had at one time fled into the wilderness again for his life. God had seen him there in the wilderness, and he was taking shade from the sun under a juniper tree. He was hungry, and God had woke him from sleep. Maybe he was there and he thought he was going to die. And God had said, "Arise and eat." And there before him, God had prepared some food. And Elijah woke and he ate. And then he went back to sleep there under the juniper tree. And God called him again and he says, "Elijah, arise and eat," a second time. And he said this to Elijah, "For the journey is too great for thee." Certainly this journey of faith is too great for any one of us without the care of God, as the theme for this Sunday is, that God's care. But God has promised to give everything we need, and certainly we have experienced the promises of God here in this life. And in the life to come, we will forever experience that eternal promise of God in heaven. Be encouraged this morning, dear brothers and sisters, under the care of God, the Heavenly Father, to remain as His child, gathering the food of His kingdom, gathering His word, and coming again and again to the hearing of His word, even as Elijah was taught to rise and eat a second time. We need to come and hear again and again this good news of Jesus Christ here upon the earth. So we as weak children will one day make it to heaven. Be encouraged and emboldened to believe this morning, dear brothers and sisters, just as you are. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And I also have come here this morning carrying such heavy doubts. But wanting to believe. Can I believe my latest sins and doubts forgiven? I want to journey with you, dear brothers and sisters, unto the very end. For I believe there will be a promise waiting for me as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us close our service this morning in the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.